Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Friday, long weekend, good vibes. How are we?
Yeah, good. Feeling really good.
You know what? The show's finished. I'm feeling a little bit down now.
Why?
I know it's a long weekend. It's just, you know, you go through roller coaster.
He's just tired.
No, it's actually like a proven fact. We actually run off adrenaline and anxiety when we do the show. So, because it's a thing. Like when you got to do public speaking,
yeah,
and everything heightens. Yeah, like you'll get anxious,
you know,
no matter how confident or not you are. So the thing is, right, is that technically
you're just waving Maddie down.
No. But technically, because we're performing essentially, well, that's what we do. Like when the show ends,
you crash.
Mm. Fact.
See, Crevo is more consistent than us with his moods, I feel, though. So,
oh, thank like, you. I don't I'm think taking it, that as a compliment.
No, do it. Like, I don't think it affects you like it does Jade and I. We're very emotional human beings, I feel. Crevo,
yeah, a little bit less, a bit more dead inside.
No, not dead inside. You're just consistent with your moods,
well,
which is
I'm
good.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Sometimes you can get snippy.
Yeah, oh, but Jade, let's be honest. 9 times out of 10, it's you or I that are getting in a mood.
Yeah,
look, self-awareness.
Yeah,
time.
I'll take it.
Both of us.
Yes.
Stop screaming in your
Still
mic.
Still love
please.
You guys.
I'm not screaming into my mic. It's not my fault. Our mics
the audio,
are crap.
The audio says different.
Look at those peaks.
Well, look, it is a long weekend.
It is.
Get excited.
I'm excited.
I am too.
Good
it's
show
It's
going
to be
today.
A busy one.
Yeah, it is.
You're oiling your deck.
Yep.
It's funny because we've had to record 3 different like pre-openers to things already. We've had
like we
the
have
same
a best of show playing on the weekend.
Yeah. Then we have the network because we go out to, you know, different places across Australia. So
you've been waiting to say that, haven't you? It's actually only New South Wales.
So we've had the same conversation 3 times.
Yeah.
I'm also visiting the farm this week.
Oh, cool. That's different. Yeah. Tell us about that.
So I'll be going there, Saturday night and, my dad, like, gets really excited about it when he gets visitors because he loves, like, working on new recipes.
Yeah.
That's one of his hobbies. So it's always a surprise of what food's going to be there. It's always something new.
I thought it was your mum who was the cook.
My dad's more the cook
than my
mum. My mum's still
pretty good.
Do
you and your dad cook together?
Sometimes,
when you were growing up?
Yeah, sometimes. But he's gotten, like, more into it in the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years.
Don't forget to show him that link I sent you about house in Chicago.
The very skinny house.
This is his house. I saw, like, it came in my feed and there was this very skinny house. His dad's from Chicago. And it was, like, this really thin house. And it was, like, this article on it.
He may know it because he's very, like, a... Like, knows a lot about Chicago.
Yeah.
A lot.
I thought it was a cool house.
Because he used to, cycle all around it.
Yeah.
It's a very flat city.
Yeah.
So it's great for biking. Cycling. You can bike across the whole city, massive city.
Your dad has a very cyclist body, really.
I guess he does. It's
very fit.
Yeah, he's fit, but not
He's thin.
Not
yeah,
built.
Cyclists are, yeah, they're fit. They're
good,
not
good
heavy.
Good pins. Good
yeah,
pins.
That's from probably from his work. I reckon. He doesn't cycle at them these days. But
wow, there you go.
I need to take my bike. I need to get my bike serviced. I think because my back wheel rubs on the brake.
Yeah, well, that's definitely. Or you could just move the brake a little bit with your hands.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
Just try and do that.
It's $15. It's still going good.
The $15 bike.
Yeah.
Crevo, you finally got your car back after it was in the mechanics.
That's a thrill having that back. You forget how, and I speak to Jade only here, you forget how good it is having a car until you don't have one.
Oh, you really do. It's honestly horrible. What was it the other week? Ben and I had to switch cars because one of the batteries was dead in the other car. God, it's
it just
hassle.
Throws your day off.
Pisses
doesn't it?
You off. Like I like to have my wings. I like my wings.
It's a lot of freedom. When
Maddie,
are you getting
one
your
day
car?
You'll know what it feels like to fly.
When are you getting your car, Maddie?
Yeah, what happened to that actually? Can we go there yet? Are we
you
allowed
know
to talk
what?
About it?
Or not yet.
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you you
I'm
know
so unenthused with
Is Brooklyn
lately.
Still
holding your
money,
or was that a
none of your business? Let's talk about your finances. How much do you have in the bank?
You always hit me up about... We don't want to know figures. But
we just know you got Brooklyn to put some aside for your car.
I spent into some savings. I still have some, but like...
That's good.
Not enough for a car anymore. Yeah, you went through it.
Got too many
that's
shoes.
That's all well.
Too many shoes. They look good, though, the shoes.
Anyway, let's not talk about
it. All right, let's not talk about it.
I'm already depressed over it, so I don't need to be reminded.
Oh, no, don't be.
Whatever you made decisions to spend your money on, I'm sure it made you very happy. So that's all that matters.
Exactly right. Money's to be spent.
Yeah. Look, like at the end, you can't take it with you. I'm not screaming. It's the dodgy mic.
Down.
I'm actually really far off it. That's your job. You figure it out.
Yeah. I'm just putting you right up now.
You're the button presser.
You better talk quietly, Jack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm whispering.
Okay, anyway, enjoy the podcast. Yeah. Enjoy the long weekend. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, doesn't it feel good, guys? We made it. The long weekend is here.
Yay!
Oh, yay!
How are we, guys?
Yeah, good.
Feeling good?
Yeah, ready for it, really.
Sucks to be you, Jade. You have work tomorrow.
I do, but...
Doesn't that just kick you right in the guts?
Yes and no.
You get that long weekend pay.
Because I still... Oh, not really. I don't think I get anything extra.
No, you don't.
Because I'm not working the public holiday.
Oh,
but
you don't
is,
get that.
I still get a weekend. So it's a win. I'm positive.
Win-win.
Win-win.
It is feel
you get
good
money.
Friday.
I still get money and 2 days off.
Crevo, big congratulations. Your car is back.
Yeah, it is back.
Oh, how
so
much
good.
Did that set you back?
Too
Hundreds
much.
Of dollars? Yeah, yeah, no good.
The Crepo van
so what
is
was,
back.
What was wrong with it?
Was the trends. I'm just going to skip right over that.
Well, because there's the vans. People drive vans, not you. But, like, they're a bit creepy sometimes. It's always, you know, shocking cases on murder mysteries. And
oh, is it?
The murderer escapes out of the van.
I don't want to be tarred with this brush.
Not
about...
helping Crevo skip over this.
What about all tradies?
You know what a creepo vans? Vans with curtains.
Yeah.
I don't have that. Specifically.
See, right
but you have a mattress.
What?
That you put in there.
Yeah, if I go camping in it,
yeah.
For sure.
Anyway.
Jade's not a fan of the van.
No.
I like your van. I've ridden it. It's good. Good.
How are you digging yourself in over there?
What was wrong with the car?
Oh, yeah. So power steering pump, and then it had gone into the other steering because, like, it actually ground itself up, basically.
It was bad and expensive. You were right. The other day, you suggested
mentioned that very problem.
Yeah,
power steering fluid, yeah.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
It was more than fluid. The pump had crapped itself.
Right, no. Let's just stick with I was right and move on from
you're
that.
You're a Bevan, Hamish.
I said, what?
A Bevan. You know, in Caboolture in Queensland, like, someone who's like a rev head's like a Bevan.
Okay. Well, Queensland talk from Jay.
Yeah, never heard of that in my life.
A Bevan. Sorry to all the Bevans out there. Hey, up next for your Feel Good Friday, got a great story for you.
Yeah.
Up in Byron Bay, we love it up in Byron Bay. 500 people have been caught doing something terrible.
Really? That's a lot of people doing the wrong thing.
500 people at once. All in the same spot. Let's just say they had minimal clothing.
Oh, ooh.
I'm going to tell you more after
Jade's
this.
Jade's suddenly intrigued.
Yeah, I am.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
You know what? Yes, we're doing a great job with COVID-19, but the work doesn't stop here. Just because there's not much community transmission, it doesn't mean we can relax yet. Tell you what, going up to Byron Bay, 500 people have been caught doing something bad, but it's kind of funny at the same time.
What have they done?
500 people caught at a party at a nudist beach in Byron Bay.
Oh.
All in the nude.
All in the nude.
Now, what date was this?
This was last Sunday.
Jade, where were you last Sunday?
What were you doing, Jade?
I was reading Harry Potter, to be honest.
Well, that might be your cover story.
Convenient, because no one else would see you doing that, isn't it?
True.
This party, right, this is more of an escape story. So 500 people attended this nude party. Now, I wonder what goes on there. Wow. One can only imagine.
Who knows?
It must have been a special date on the calendar.
They're not wearing masks, that's for sure.
Snags and tacos all round, I hear.
Well, that was the catering situation.
Yeah, so yeah, delicious food there.
Couple of melons.
But officers received a complaint about the party at Tiagra Beach near Byron. 500 people attended throughout the night. They arrived at 7:30 a.m. on the Sunday morning to find more than 20 people still at the party. Now, the limit for public gatherings under coronavirus restrictions is 20. Witnesses say that over 500, as I said, went through the beach at night. Jeez. So there's a lot of people escaped the police's wrath here.
There must have been a full moon or something. Wanted to bathe in the moonlight in the sea.
There was a full moon last night.
There was.
You know, it wouldn't have been full at that point.
Maybe.
They just wanted to get in the nude.
Well, maybe they did under the cover of darkness. It's sort of the opposite situation.
Yeah, maybe.
Although it was weird because I heard there was a couple of moons there.
Well, three people at the party were fined $1,000 for breaches of COVID-19 restrictions. So 497 people that went to a nude beach party in Byron Bay got away with it. Now, what did those three people do that, you know, warranted a $1,000 fine?
Probably arguing with the officers, honestly. Like, if there's 20, that's the maximum, isn't there?
Yeah.
So
maybe they were the three extra.
Or the organisers or something.
If they're smart, beach is a big place. So they were all probably spread out and they could have just been the unlucky three that unfortunately weren't related.
Imagine hearing the bushes rustle. I can actually picture
party.
It. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the police come, they all scatter into the bushes.
They were hiding away.
Like crabs.
Well.
I heard they were at the party too.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, terrible. Don't go to nude beach parties yet.
Well, no parties, really.
No
that
parties.
Are that big.
Only 20
yeah.
people.
That's right. Hey, guys, our very own Battle of the Sexes game up next. Lads versus lasses. If you want to get your hands on a BoomNet family pass, this is this awesome boat that goes out on Lake Macquarie. Big net at the back. You'll like hang out in that and cruise across the lake. It's awesome.
It actually looks really cool. We saw a picture. Well, I saw a picture on the Facebook page. We actually put it up.
Tons of fun.
Yeah.
13:10:09. The winner of Lads versus Lasses gets one of those. We are after one guy, one girl. How's the leaderboard?
We are on 18 points for the lads, and the lasses are on 15 gold stars. So we're still three ahead. Yeah, we're good.
Someone say streaking ahead.
Maybe.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, so this is our Battle of the Sexes game. Simple quiz up for grabs today. BoomNet cruise passes for the whole family. It's perfect. You're out on Lake Macquarie, beautiful sunny day, chilling in this net thing that hangs over the water. It's just heaps of fun. And yeah, we've got some to give away.
18 points on the boards for our lads and 15 for the lasses. So we're ahead and we do need a lass creeper.
Yeah, that's right. So we need a girl. 13:10:09. Get involved. Otherwise, the lads just get the points, which is actually fine with me.
Come on, ladies. And I've looked at the questions. Oh, I think you can win it. They look pretty easy today.
All right, the lines are open, guys. Let's meet Peter, who is, get this, a camel jockey. You heard
get
right,
out.
A camel jockey. Good morning, Peter.
How you going?
Oh, Peter, how are you today? I don't think I've ever spoken to a camel jockey in my entire life.
I'm pretty good, mate.
Pretty good, pretty good. Tell me, what does a camel jockey do, Peter?
Well, we just ride them in races, just like a horse jockey.
Wow, I didn't even know camels race. Where do you do that?
We have a circuit out starts in Adelaide in July.
Yeah.
And goes for about 5-6 weeks, a different town every week.
Wow.
And, just head up towards Queensland. We finish in a town called Tara.
Fascinating.
So how fast does a camel go or ride?
They can go up to 60 kilometres an hour, but not all of them do that. You go whatever they go, really.
So have you been a jockey previously, or
like a horse jockey? Or how do you get into it, was my question.
It was just something I've always wanted to do, so
That's amazing.
That's really cool.
So cool, man.
How long have you been doing it for, Peter?
I started last year.
Oh, so you're only a freshie. Is it a new kind of new sport, or
No, no, I think it's been around for a while. My boss has been doing it for years.
Wow.
So you're an apprentice or you
apprentice
own...
camel jockey.
Well, I don't know. Or do you have to buy your own camel to race? Or do, like you said, then you have a boss. So do you just ride one of his multiple camels if he's been doing it for a while?
Yeah, yeah. I've got one of my own, which I'll race next year.
One hump or two?
Riding horses. Just one.
Yeah, okay.
What is one's all you need?
What does a camel set you back?
They range in prices. Like, you can get a cheap one out of the bush for $500 and...
Or a racing pedigree. Yeah. Are your camels the ones that are, like, that you see on the way to Summerhill Tip?
I'm new to the area, so...
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe not.
How cool.
They've been there for ages.
Well, welcome. Talked to you for a long time,
new
yeah.
character on the show, Peter the Camel Jockey.
Please call back again.
Anytime, mate. Question number one, let's get you this BoomNet pass. Tiffany & Co. is famous for what colour in its branding? Tiffany & Co. No, it's green, I'm sorry.
Green, teal kind of colour.
Question number two, what does MAC stand for in MAC Cosmetics?
MAC.
MAC, M-A-C.
MAC. Don't know.
Makeup Art Cosmetics. Yeah, you can't say it now.
That's okay.
Last question, 1 point, or no points on the board. Nicki Minaj has how many children?
One.
Correct. Yay. Good job.
1 point on the board, Peter. Hold the line, and we're going to meet our lass now.
We are. We're going to Kelly, who loves Harry Potter, and she would be in Gryffindor. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. So tell me, have you read the books or you only, you know, watch the movies?
Watch the movies.
Oh, Kelly, I'm
Jade's
proud
in
of
her
you.
Element, Kelly, speaking
know,
to you right now.
I really
eyes
am.
Lit up.
You, like, the movies are good, but you need to read the books. They're so much better.
Yes, I really do need to.
Oh, well, anyway. And have you seen the Harry Potter charms at Pandora at the moment?
Yes, I've got all of them.
Get out.
Oh, Jade's so jealous. Hang on, I've got some music for you guys.
Oh, my God. I am only just got the Golden Snitch. Apparently, there's another limited edition coming out towards Christmas,
but
which
Jade
I'm
got the last one
about.
In Newcastle, so if you haven't got that, sucks to be you, Kelly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm so excited you're a Harry Potter fan. Okay, Kelly, I really hope you can win this pass. Here's your first question. Tony Stark is the alter ego of which superhero?
Iron Man.
Yes.
1 point.
So if you get one more question right, you win for the ladies.
Okay.
Question two. Everything auto and much, much more is the slogan for which shop?
Super cheap auto.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, you got it.
Hello. You are magical. Yes, you are.
BoomNet passes are all yours, Kelly. Enjoy that. I'm sorry, Peter, the camel jockey.
Kelly, it's
not
like you
lucky
just
today.
It's like you just won the house cup at Hogwarts.
Lads versus Lasses back next week. If you want to get your name in the draw to play, give us a call, 13 1009. Producer Jackson will take your details.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creezo.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
So, guys, the other night, Wednesday, rather, I went to pickleball, which is a bit of fun, you know, for a Wednesday. Leaving, going out into the car park, one of the guys there who plays has one of those big Jeep four-wheel drive things.
It's really nice.
It's like the long version. So he was reversing out of the park and he was like having trouble sort of getting out of the spot that he was in.
It's very tight in that car park.
Yeah, and I was like... Come on, man, what are you doing? Just winding him up.
Well,
like,
sometimes it's so tight, Jade parks on the median strip.
Yeah, I
That's
do.
That's true.
I do, actually.
Famously. so I was like, come on, man, what are you doing? Like, just joshing him. And then he goes, oh, watch this. Pulls around, just drives straight over the curb. And, like, because it was a big four-wheel drive, just hops up onto the curb and hops off again. But when he hopped off again... almost clipped another car.
Ooh.
And I was thinking to myself, that was a close one. If he did, it would have been a case of showing off gone wrong. Because it often happens.
Expensive as well.
Yeah, oh, it'd just ruin your night, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So what I thought we could do, 13:10:09, when has showing off gone wrong? I think it happens with cars a bit. Because, you know, young guys trying to do a burnout or something and then it spins out and hits the side or something like that.
Very good. Well, we're taking your calls after this. I was actually driving back from Sydney yesterday and there was a hoon on the highway.
Yeah.
On the way back into Newcastle. And you could tell he was showing off to his workmates, just kind of like swerving around a bit. It's kind of a bit of a sad story. This kangaroo, it clipped its toe, its foot.
It
just ran off. But I thought, what a fool! Showing off gone wrong.
Sometimes
something.
Yeah, sometimes there's like the cops get people as well when they're showing off, and when you see that, there's something gratifying about
there
it.
There really is. It's like yes, finally.
If you've got a story in this sort of area, 13:10:09 to get involved.
Jade, Maddie, and Creezo, the Novos.
When did the showing off go completely wrong?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Yeah, that's right. This is all after the other night at Pickleball. One of the players there, he has like this big four-wheel drive thing and he like pulled up onto the curb like showing off to me to turn around the quick way sort of thing rather than backing out slowly. Almost clipped a car.
I think you're right in saying it always happens with cars because people think, you know what, I can drive, I'm a bit cocky.
Yeah.
And it always goes wrong. My friend tried to show off once in like this mud pit. He was trying to do like those, what do you call
it? A donut?
A donut in the mud pit. He was bogged in there for 4 days.
Get out.
Yeah, I was like, you know what, get me some pleasure.
It's gone wrong.
Well, okay, this isn't car related. And a little bit awkward, but when I was a little girl, I think I was maybe 6 or 7, I went round to my friend's place, Blake, to play, just a play date.
I love how you remember the names.
And so anyway, we left their house, and I don't know, I was showing off, I had a good time, but a really weird thing to do, I don't know, maybe I was this crazy kid, but I picked up rocks and throw them at their house, showing off. Really weird thing to show off and do, but I did that. Mum was like, Jay, get in the car. And then I had to apologise.
Well, I can see why.
I had to phone absolutely when we got home and apologise.
It sounds like a terrible thing
but
to
showing
do
off, though.
Yeah.
As a kid, it made no sense.
Yeah.
It made no sense, but
maybe
I did it.
Maybe you liked play.
Maybe.
Yeah. Katie, when did showing off go wrong?
So my boyfriend at the time, we went away camping and his friend got a new motorbike and he's like, oh, I'll ride it, I'll give it a shot. And he's just started riding it and then he decided to do a wheelie and then he's flipped the bike and he's gone flying and he's broken his leg and he's broken his mate's brand new bike. And yeah, definitely went wrong trying to impress me. I'm just glad he didn't break his neck because it was pretty bad.
Oh.
Katie, did it impress you?
I married him.
Oh, wow. That's nice. It worked.
went wrong in the way that he broke his leg and his mate's bike, but, you know, that
worked on
you.
You
know what? Some would say better. Broken leg over a broken heart. So that's a nice story.
Couldn't get away from me, could he?
Got him.
Thank you, Katie.
Well, guys, there's this world famous Russian, right? She's a female power lifter. She's actually come out telling the story how she was stopped from boarding a plane until she could prove that she was actually a woman. It's a very awkward story that you don't want to miss after this.
Okay.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Very unfortunate story that we've got to talk about because a world-famous Russian female powerlifter was actually stopped from boarding a plane until she could prove that she was a woman.
Oh.
So, very, very sad.
Very insulting as well.
Absolutely.
Imagine
that's
that.
The main thing.
So, basically, she was at the checkpoint. They refused to let her pass through, saying it was written on her passport that she's a woman. But she obviously looks like a man. She said it was very humiliating.
Of course.
She was asked questions, you know, in front of children and adults, like very intimate questions. Even they were interested in, like, who was in her life and who was, like, she was sleeping with and all
those
sort of...
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was a very full-on question she came out saying.
How ridiculous. Because obviously, like, if you look like the photo on your passport...
Doesn't matter.
That's all that should matter, really.
Yeah, but... Yeah, well, it should. But the thing is, her name's Anna Turareva. I think it's pronounced in Russian, I don't know. But apparently she's won she's a 6-times world champion in bench press.
So she's famous as well.
She's actually really quite famous. But the thing is, it is very awkward, but she actually doesn't look like a female. Like if
Do you have a picture
If you saw
us?
Her walking down picture. The street, I'm not kidding, you'd think she was a man.
Oh. Look,
I see what
you're
saying.
I do see what you mean. So basically, she's shaved all her hair off, so she's got a bald head.
She's completely bald. She's very...
She's wearing a leather jacket. Very buff, of course. Yeah,
obviously being a power lifter, they're very, very stocky, like the muscles.
Even still, even though some would say she looks like a man there, you're right about the passport.
If it looks like you...
Yeah.
You know, that's all that matters, because it should look like you. It's a photo ID.
This brings up a whole lot of other questions, though. Yeah. Is she transitioning or anything?
No, she's not transitioning. It's got nothing to do with that. She's a female that just looks very masculine. But it happens quite a bit. Like, sometimes, like, I know I've been at the shops, and I've thought to myself, is that a little boy or a little girl? It happens generally when they're younger. And you're not sure if it's a boy or a girl. I've been in that situation before.
Long-haired boys.
If it's a boy that has long hair, sometimes you don't know.
That's true.
Like, you know, it's an easy accident to make.
Well, this is a lesson in don't assume, isn't it?
Well, I mean, look, this weightlifter, she does look like a bodyguard or something for Vladimir Putin. Like, you wouldn't want to upset her.
No.
She would destroy any man, I feel.
Like, obviously, I used to check people in on flights. Like, that was what I did. Safety and security. You know, if you're checking in someone who's a female who obviously doesn't look like a female, then you've got a question, don't you?
Do you look at the passport, though, Jade?
Don't you look at the photo and go, that's the same face. Or, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I don't want to suggest that Russia's dodgy, but, you know, there are cases where, you know, there's, you know, counterfeit passports. You know, if it's a... How do you know that he didn't steal it and then, you know, professionally get his picture put on the passport?
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Guess,
like,
I guess fraud does happen.
Fraud happens. So it's a risky business.
Tough one.
There you go. Well, I mean, you know, good old Russia. Another great story out of there.
As always.
Yep, good old
Never
Russia.
Never disappoints. Thanks, Jake.
Maddie and Creezo, the No-Go's.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the No-Go's. Feel Good Friday.
131009 next. We are asking you, have you changed careers due to COVID and has it worked out? Delta Goodrum kicked off The Voice. Look, I'm sure there are other reasons at play there, but she's wanting to focus on her music again. She's like, you know what? Coronavirus has made me, you know, reassess everything and I need to focus back on music. So she's gone back to her first love instead of being a TV star. But have you just completely changed your career? Have you gone from like a doctor to a fruit picker?
Yeah. I mean, that's an extreme example. Well, unlikely during Corona times. Look, doctors probably pretty in demand.
But I guess
that is true.
For a lot of people who've lost their jobs, they have to go down different avenues.
Retrain. Mm. So I'm fascinated to hear your stories. If you've got any, give us a call, 131009. Prizes on
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the No-Go's.
We're asking you, have you changed jobs due to COVID and has it worked out?
Yeah.
Delta, obviously, been on The Voice for years, TV star. She's said, you know what? No more Voice, too much drama, going back to music. So she's, you know, changed careers and then changed back to her original career. But this would be happening a lot, I feel, out there right now. Mm. You know, you've made redundant, you've got to look at other things. Do you know anyone that has had to change careers?
Yeah, I've got a friend who was, like, had a job in hospitality, basically. Yeah. And obviously with Corona happening, there was just not the shifts anymore.
Mm.
And he's like, you know what? I'm just getting out of this. And he's actually sort of working on his own cleaning business now.
Oh,
because,
wow,
of course, that he saw the opportunity and went, this is a way to make good money. He's run off his feet, basically.
I was actually reading the other day, obviously a lot of people have lost their jobs, but apparently 50 new jobs get created every year on average, roughly. So it was saying how, like, because of, you know, this is like an article. They were just like, you know. Right. But they were saying that 50 new jobs get created roughly a year.
Yeah.
And that, it, you know, so even though, you know, like technology, for instance, like, you know, I think this lady's son loads up like computer games and different things like for universities and stuff.
Right.
Like it's something that they do in the tech, but that job didn't exist 10 years ago. You know what I mean? So it just goes to show like that, like with the times and things change so much, even though some jobs end, other ones are being created because we're so progressive.
Well, there's almost like these bunch of boom industries that have been created post-COVID or, post the worst part of the pandemic. And it's like, I've just got a list here, food retailing and delivery, food product manufacturing and wholesaling, healthcare, IT. So there you go, Joe. That's a big one.
Obviously, huge.
There's so much more delivery of online courses and the like, so you need that. Transport, postal and warehousing and call centres.
Yeah, there's a guy that lives in my area that, like, I see down the dog park.
Yeah.
He's got this, like, we walk down there at the same time. He's in, like, the online education business.
Oh.
And he said it's just so busy. Like they just have to keep, you know, hiring new people, and they're like doing more orders all the time, just because like all of these schools, because it's focused on schools.
Yeah.
They're just like, we need more of your, you know, your software and your information and like the ways to get set up, because even if the schools are back, they now need to have these like backup plans in place to have everything organized in case this all happens again.
Yeah. Like more trainers will get hired, like in terms of like Zoom, right? That's a new way of communicating. So they'll need like Zoom trainers. There's a new job that's been created. Like,
right then, Jade just made it.
You know what I mean? No, but like it's true. Like a lot more companies are going to be like, oh, we're going to need trainers on Zoom to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like it's using all this new gear.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, up next, what's the goss, Jade?
Yeah, producer Jackson, what's on the way?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how Victoria Beckham felt about her nickname in the Spice Girls. Also, too, an update on the very sad state of the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I think I've heard a bit about this. Mm. Oh, I can't wait to hear.
It's like the Big Brother house.
I think it's getting demolished or something.
And some of the house, like, guests are speaking out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
This is where producer Jackson brings us the highlights of the celebrity world, and it excites me every day.
Oh, does it? I'm glad.
It does. I
bring
I love it.
Like the news that you really need to know.
Awesome.
Like Posh Spice. So Victoria Beckham's opened up on Instagram about what she really thought about that nickname. She's posted a little note saying that she can't say that it was her first choice, but ultimately it grew on her. And as a young, shy woman, being Posh Spice helped her grow into her confidence and her style and find her voice.
So she kind of put the boot in and then took it back.
And said, actually, it was great.
Yeah.
Hated it, but it was great.
Yeah, so Peter Lorraine, who was the editor for Top of the Pops magazine, he actually gave it to her in a lunch at 1996, but she's done all right for herself because they vowed to come to Australia right after COVID.
What, to leave?
No. To tour.
Oh.
She's not going to come with them, but I was looking at their net worth, right? So Baby Spice, $40 million, Ginger, $40 million, Sporty, $33 million, Scary, Measly, $10 million, but Posh Spice, right? They'd be all jealous. $450 million.
No.
Yeah.
She's paid.
Yeah.
Get out.
This is why she doesn't need to go on tour. And she still makes money with them too.
Mm.
So,
well, Mel B's husband took so much cash from her when they divorced.
Mm.
So I think she lost quite a bit.
Imagine that being down to your last 10 mil.
Poor Scary Spice. She's still on the Weight Watchers ads, actually. Mm. It's all one
is she?
Yeah, she popped up on the other. Light and easy. It's one of those.
That's her
bread and butter these days.
I was going to say, that's her top earner at the moment.
Mel B has really run with that one. She was the Weight Watchers ambassador here in Australia, I think, in 2012 when she, you know, put some baby weight on.
Yeah.
She lost it all back then, so she hasn't put any more on.
No, she's just been the same skinniness
ever
since.
I think I've told you this story, right? I've had a run-in with her.
Did you?
Yeah, at Sydney Junction Hotel.
No, what happened?
She was in town for like one of those nightclub appearances, and I was dancing on the dance floor, as you do, and I ran into her and her then husband or fiance, whatever his name is, Stephen Belafonte. I spilled a drink on her. She had me escorted out of the building.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yes.
You got beef from it with her from way back.
Yep.
And don't mess with Scary Spice.
You'd be stoked she's the poorest.
I know. Don't touch me with your poor cretin hands. On to another group of girls, the girls of the Playboy Mansion. Now, I don't know if you've seen the current state and the current photos of what Hugh Hefner's old pad looks like.
No, all I've seen is, like, there's an aerial photo, because no paps are allowed in, of course. Yep. And it's just tarps all over the roof.
Yeah.
So like some building site.
It's currently being renovated. Apparently it's in, like, dire need of renovations, crumbling. So they're not going to destroy it completely, because they say it's part of the Los Angeles heritage. But it was actually looted, because it was left, like, just pretty much unattended to after Hugh's death. So they say that looters got away with legendary stuff like the artwork, which is very expensive.
Oh,
they
took
furniture, adult toys, lingerie, Hef's bed sheets, which is really strange as well. But
no thanks.
All of the ex-playmates and ex-girlfriends have come out and said that the biggest justice that they could do for them is to just demolish that mansion, because it's such bad, like, juju for them.
So yeah,
they said it's like tales of like emotional abuse, having to beg for money, being trapped, strict rules, strict curfews. They said that they just want it gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
weird old place, really.
Yeah. So much history, though. You'd almost turn it into a museum.
Yeah,
that'd be the smart move.
Because I'd pay to go. Yeah, for a tour through it, for sure.
Would you buy one of the little extras that the people stole, like the lady friends?
You know what? If there was like a really nice picture of Hef with Marilyn Monroe or something like that.
I'd take that, of course.
You'd be into that.
Something like that.
Would you keep it or sell it?
Keep it.
Yeah.
He had quite expensive taste in artwork and stuff. Like, yeah, he had good stuff.
Well, apparently he didn't like to touch the building inside, though. So, like, he loved his art, but he didn't like his renovation. So the building was literally stuck in the 80s. My favourite quote is, "Everyone thinks the Playboy Mansion is sexy. Walk in, smells and feels like a nursing home."
Ugh. There's nothing like that old person smell with mothballs. Hate it. No, I hate it. No, I never want to smell like an old person.
I know. Get on your Zimmer frame and get out of here.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
One of the great pleasures of this show is our little segment each week called Say Thanks with Flowers, because it's all about the thought that counts is the vibe of this thing. And essentially what we do, we've teamed up with the Posy Post, and somebody who's really deserving out there in the community, maybe it's a close friend, a relative, your mum, whatever it is, you nominate them at newfm.com.au and then tell the story. And then we hook them up with the flowers.
Such a nice segment, especially on Feel Good Friday, going into a long weekend. All right, we're going to do it next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Grievo. Say thanks with flowers.
It's such a nice gesture to give someone a bunch of flowers, and that's what we try and do here each week, just to lift people's day, you know, because there's a lot of negativity out there in the world.
And, absolutely.
And our show is a lot of the time about combating that, right? Mm-hmm. So this morning we're chatting to Kylie. Hey, Kylie, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Now, you're nominated your mum, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Julie. So tell us about Julie and why she deserves some flowers today.
Well, my mum retired from work a couple of years ago because she had really bad knees and couldn't stand up anymore.
Yeah.
She's had two knee replacements in the last 2 years.
Oh, jeez. That's brutal.
It is. And she's only just started walking properly. But in between that, she decided that because I was working so much with COVID and doing the kids' sports, I needed help. And she comes down and cleans my house every Monday.
Oh, my God. She really is, like, shows that mother's love that's, like, limitless, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's so nice. Tell me, how many children do you have, Julie?
I have two teenagers.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, cleaning up teenagers' mess is a big job in itself. Yeah. So, your mum, what an incredible woman. That's so lovely.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Now, I believe she also does a bit of volunteering. Is that right?
I do the volunteering.
Oh, you're doing that, yep.
Yeah, so that was in between everything else that I was doing, was kids' sports, volunteering with the football club. So my time was taken up and have one day off, and she decided that I should be spending my one day off with my children, and she would clean my house.
Mm, that's really, really kind. She's
definitely deserving of a bunch of flowers.
Yep, they're all yours. We're sending them out to you, Kylie, and your mum. What an incredible story. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks to the Posy Post for hooking us up with these each
great
week.
Great segment.
Because it just, you know, it helps people feel good.
Brightens up someone's day. But, guys, my day's been brightened up because Australian scientists claim they've proven that time travel is mathematically possible. I'm going to tell you more in a second. This is legit. Uh-huh. This is legit.
Your dream to travel back in time, isn't it?
Yes.
And experience, like, various eras.
You know whose opinion I'm interested in on this? Hamish. Hamish from the newsroom. No, I'm sure you have something to say.
You'll love it, Hamish.
I love it.
Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
And Jada, we're talking time travel now.
That's right. But before we get into the time travel, I've just got to say I'm so proud to be an Aussie because we have, in my opinion, some of the world's greatest scientists and minds. I've just got to put that out there, okay? Mm. We've come up with some great inventions like the electric pacemakers, believe it or not. You know, an Australian doctor and physicist actually developed the first artificial pacemaker in the 1920s.
I believe it.
Spray-on skin. You know, like, we came up with that.
Aussie.
Yep. So, you know, taking
Wi-Fi.
The black box. So I just want to put that out there before we get to this on time travel. Because scientists from Australia believe they have solved a logical paradox and proven that time travel is mathematically possible. This is very exciting. Now
the skeptics in the room shake their heads.
No. Yeah. Now bear with us here, okay? Because this is a seriously complex and fairly difficult to explain without taking a lot of hours. But basically,
We've got 2 minutes.
We've got 2 minutes, and I'm going to sum it up for you really, really well, okay? So basically, between Einstein's famous theory of general relativity and the world of classical dynamics lies an important paradox known as the grandfather paradox.
Know about it. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, the physics geniuses over at UQ, the University of Queensland in Brisbane, they reckon they've reconciled those two theories, thus proving that time travel is at least theoretically possible. Which is great.
They're blasting that at UQ in the
they
science
are.
Meeting.
So I've just got to say, so what, like everything else right now, right? Yeah. Their research was consumed by the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. So they theorized that a time traveler could go back in time to kill the pandemic's first infected person or patient zero, and in doing so, prevent the pandemic, right?
But think about it. Every time travel movie I've ever seen, you can't touch the past.
Marty McFly with his photo again. Yeah.
No. It's very go back. Take, you know, reverse COVID-19. I'm actually okay for that. One victim versus, a million deaths now, clocked over last week. Anyway.
I mean, wouldn't you go back to the, you know, start of time, though, and save everything?
There's so many things you could say.
Well, that's true, but, you know, you've got to pick and choose your battles, okay? But basically, the supervisor of this research, Dr. Fabio Costa, apparently he's an expert in this field, he said the maths actually checks out, so here we go.
So here we go.
Bring on time travel. Yeah,
the problem is, though, with this study, they found that no matter what you do, doesn't actually affect the ultimate outcome. So, you know, that's what the crux of the story is. So no matter if we get a DeLorean and try and stop COVID, it's still going to happen. So that's the problem.
Only a small problem there.
Yeah.
Jade, you would love to travel back in the time, though.
There's so many
eras. I could see you just in your element.
Oh, the 60s. I want to be at a Beatles concert. Like, that would be great.
I can see you going back further, though.
The 30s. Eureka. 30s. I want to go to the the gold rush here in Australia.
You can pocket some and bring it back to, 100%. To the current day.
There's so much. I'd love to go like back into even here in Australia in the colonial days. Just, I think it would be fascinating. This so
Victorian
the pyramids.
England.
I want to see if it really was the aliens or
what a midday movie, Jade.
Here's a hot tip. Was the aliens?
Oh well, we don't know. Is a high power, but it's very, very interesting stuff. So, and also, if you want to read the full paper on it, if you're into this sort of thing, it's been published in the journal Classical and Quantum Gravity. Look that
up. You're a subscriber to that, aren't you?
For a bit of light reading, no. I'm not, unfortunately. I just like the highlights.
I love that you read the whole thing before the show.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Jay.
Yeah, thanks. It's fascinating, though.
You're getting yourself educated.
Yeah. Oh, 5,000 pages. It's great. Really good.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And today, Jinx, personal jinx.
That's my turn first, isn't it?
Or yeah.
I don't know. I got confused.
it's my Friday. Turn first.
Who cares?
Yeah. All right. So, guys, up next, 13:10:09, nose injury stories. Because Wednesday night, I copped a pickleball to the nose. Very hard, straight to my face.
Did it hurt?
Yes, it did. About a good half an hour, was like a sort of like real buzzing pain feeling.
You look like Rudolph.
Yeah, and then even now, like to blow my nose, it's sore on the right side. Yeah, so a few days later.
Let me look at you straight on.
Yeah, straight on.
Who did it?
What, Mick?
Mick. Yeah. What did you say to Mick?
Oh, I was just happy my nose wasn't broken.
Was he very apologetic?
Of course he was.
Yeah, good.
I can empathise. Had an indoor cricket ball hit me fair smack in the nose.
You know what? That was my thought.
Yeah.
You know what? It's lucky that the ball in this game is fairly light. Imagine a baseball or something.
I'm going to put something out there. All you blokes will understand. You know when you get, you know, clipped on the old mates downstairs? Very painful. Getting hit in the nose... Very similar type of pain.
It's very, like, shocking.
Yes.
That's what
and
it is.
Your
it's
eyes
a shock
water
to the body. Yeah.
Instantly?
13:10:09, how did you injure your nose? Sporting ones, great. Falling over ones. We'll take all sorts of
nose
injuries.
I'd love it if someone's broken their nose about 3 times. That would be great.
3 times?
Very specific. 4, no good.
Yeah, give us a call. Prizes on offer for your nose injury stories.
But it is Feel Good Friday, and we all get to pick a song each Friday, and this is my Feel Good Friday song. It's Sam Sparrow's Black and Gold. It's a classic.
Great song. Haven't heard this in ages,
That's why I picked it.
2008, this song is from. It's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The phones are lighting up, Crevo. Lots of nose injuries, it seems. 8:06. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
13:10:09, we're after your nose injury stories today.
Yeah, that's right. Wednesday night, pickleball, copped one right to the nose. Ooh. A really hard hit as well, straight into the nose. So it was on my side and, just turned around at the wrong moment and bang, copped it.
It's one of those things, right, when somebody does throw something or something happens and you get hit in the nose, you never really forgive them.
No.
I don't think you and Nick will ever be the same again, Crevo.
It's always that, you know when they go, think quick, and someone throws a ball at you?
And it's...
Anyway, very painful. Still hurting a little bit, like when I blow my nose.
Hey, Jade, you got your little shame bell there?
Yeah.
Shame Mick from Pickleball.
Right.
Shame.
Nick, this one's shame. For you.
So no, much drama at Pickleball on Wednesday night, Crevo.
It totally was. Look, you know, it was totally accidental, but, you know, still hurt.
That's what they all say.
Nose injury is what we're after.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey, so was it yourself who injured your nose or someone else?
No, it was me. It was my husband and I went on a romantic getaway. This was when we were first together. It had only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Went out, had a few drinks, celebrate, stumbled back to the motel, jumped in the shower. There was like a glass shelf that you put soaps and stuff on. Had nothing on it. I didn't see it.
Uh-oh.
Went to bend down, smashed my nose on it. I had blood coming out like a tap. Got out of the shower, looked in the mirror, nose was all crooked, and thought, I don't want to ruin my weekend away, so I just fixed it myself.
Oh my God. So you just, like, pushed it back into position?
Yeah, I just pushed it back into position. It looked straight. It looked fine. Went out and enjoyed the next day with two black eyes, but have since had x-rays and stuff done, and all the inside's still crooked. But it looks straight on the outside, so that's all that matters.
Oh, my gosh.
Ashley. Oh, God, Ashley.
Do you have a high threshold for pain?
I think so. I've had two babies, so.
Yeah.
So but when you're drunk, though, because you fixed that when you were drunk.
Yeah, I fixed it when I was drunk, and, you know, when you drink, you bleed a lot more, too, so it was literally like a tap of blood coming out, and I didn't feel it at the time, so.
Well, you would have just thought it was water.
You know what?
I felt it the next day.
Ashley, I've got to say, and this don't take offence to this, but man, you have some balls. A lot of people would not do that.
No, not a chance.
That's a compliment.
Thanks, Ashley.
You should.
Let's go to Lynette. You were after your nose injury. What happened?
Hello.
Hey, Lynette. Nose injury. What happened?
Finishing work one night, my husband came to pick me up with our two little malt Shih Tzu dogs.
Yeah.
I opened the back door to say good evening to them, and one of the little girls decided to leap up at me, and the crown of her head cracked in the middle of my eye. So I starved for a moment, didn't think any more of it. She was okay. Next morning, I went to put makeup on, and all under my eyes were black, and my nose was swollen.
Oh,
so the little 5-kilo dog broke my nose. I still have a mark on the nose.
For this day?
Oh,
jeez.
Yep. How horrific.
Oh, look, I didn't blame her. She was just excited to see me after 12 hours.
No more my dog for her.
On the
time
chum
for the
only.
Chum. Thanks, Lynette. Wow.
Thanks for that. Small dog, big injury.
Yeah.
There's another phoner.
Hey, Donna, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, Donna. Tell us about your nose injury.
Well, I was in a drunken state. Shouldn't start like that.
That's all right.
That's okay. Oh,
it seems to be the theme of this segment.
It was several years. It was like over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was the night I met my husband.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, no. Yeah, what happened?
Continue.
Yeah, it was the night I met my husband. He didn't do it, of course.
Thanks for clarifying.
Walked across the road and... hit a car and smashed the windscreen with my face.
What?
You hit a car? So you were drinking, you're stumbling on, like, towards the road, and you ran into a car.
A parked car?
A parked car?
No, I was walking across the road and the car was coming around the corner. I didn't realise.
Oh,
Donna, so you got hit by a car?
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez, and the nose was the only injury?
Yeah.
No, not the only injury.
Oh, my God.
How many bones were broken?
Well, just my nose and my cheekbones.
Okay, well, you know, lucky.
And a fractured skull.
Well, that's not lucky. Less lucky, I was going
to
say.
Interesting place to get hit by a car, Donna. Mm. Like, it's usually your body, not your head.
Yeah. That's so true. Hey, well, you met your husband, though, that night, so that's a bit of luck.
Was he driving the car?
Or was he the doctor?
No, he's not a doctor.
Wow.
Oh.
Thanks, Donna.
Good chat.
Thanks for that story. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, geez.
8:14, 30 years ago. Wow, interesting place to get hit by a car. Like, what
the
was she
nose
doing?
And
like,
the cheekbone.
Was she, like, down on the ground or something, maybe?
Very nice.
Well, thanks for your call, Donna. I hope your recovery wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Terrible. Hey, Gav Morris is joining us next here on the show. Of course, guys, long weekend means the
camping.
We only care about the weather. He's going to tell us what to expect all weekend.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Good morning, Gav. How are you, brother?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very good, all things considering. Had the opening of the Exchange Hotel. It's back. It's back in the arena. So, wow, what a stunning venue that is.
You know what? I was meant to go to the launch, but I couldn't make it. It looks beautiful.
I know, it's so long overdue. I mean, Newcastle, you know, needs a venue like that. It's going to be like the Lizotte of town now with that stage set up.
Oh, yeah, it looks so good in photos. So great.
Yeah, you know, so let's hope, you know, we can come out of COVID and come out on the other side of this and, you know, we get our musicians back and working and, you know, we can, you know, get an audience for them and build. So, you know, I mean, things are obviously really, really positive for New South Wales. So let's hope everybody continues to do the right thing when, you know, you do get the opportunity to go out. And, you know, I spent some time with a lot of Newcastle musicians last night talking and they're excited. They want to get back to work.
Of course.
You know, yeah. So, you know, it's hopefully going to be an exciting summer for us and hopefully the good situation that, you know, New South Wales and Australia is now back in because Victoria is finally coming back into line and joining the rest of the right.
Speaking of live events, Gav, it was so good to see so many venues lit up for the We Make events, obviously opportunity that happened across town. The Great Northern, did you see that? It looked incredible. Obviously supporting, you know, live music in the events industry because they really have taken a hit, haven't they?
Yeah, mate, it's been brutal because, you know, a lot of musicians too, they couldn't get JobKeeper, etc. So, yeah, you know, exactly. A lot of them have been doing soul searching, like, who am I? Where do I belong? It's been a really, really tough time. And when you're an artist, you know, I mean, being an artist is tough in normal times, you know, let alone
during
these times, you know, so it's you know, it's just been a really, really tough time for so many people, of course, many people, but the entertainment and the travel industry, two the hardest hit, you know, arenas of, you know, and the departments of, you know, this COVID of our society, that's the ones that we're really feeling for.
Yeah, lately. For sure. Gav, obviously, long weekend, Mother Nature is smiling upon us. Tell us about the beautiful weather on the way, please.
No, how is this? This is so rare. What is happening here? Like, yeah, I think we've earned it. We've deserved it.
Yeah, I know.
There's certainly a reason to come out of our caves this long weekend, that's for sure. It is close to perfect. It began yesterday afternoon with the passing of that front that moved through, and we had some nocturnal storms, overnight storms, and a little bit of rumble there. That moved through, and once the skies cleared yesterday, that is it now, right across the weekend. So this morning, it's just beautiful. And we also, it's like, it is the perfect weekend because if you like getting up really, really early, like you guys do, the sun is up at 5:30 and it's going to be beaming. And then if you like a little bit of a sleep in, well, then you get sleep in on Sunday morning because the clock's changed. We've got the full moon, the nights are perfect, and, you know, temperatures are climbing into the mid to high 20s, and we'll see some 30s unfold as well across the next couple of days. So it is absolutely glorious.
It's funny, Gav, how you mentioned, you know, if you wake up early, well, up until, what, Sunday when daylight savings kicks in, but this morning I was panicking. I was thinking, am I running late to work? Because it's gotten so much brighter. I'm actually catching the sunrise now about, you know, 5:15 or whatever it is. I was just like, oh my God, I'm late. It's like almost 6 o'clock. It's not this bright.
It's the only week that's a good week to do breakfast radio. And then it gets, and then it pulls the rug away from you. You go, oh, look at this. It's beautiful. And boom, you're thrown back into darkness.
Yeah, I felt a lot more awake this week.
Now, the whole state, Gav, obviously, you know, we're sitting around that 29, 30 degrees here in Newcastle. But if people are out travelling for the long weekend, is it looking similar all over New South Wales along the coast?
Yeah, absolutely. The north, if you're moving north, yeah, absolutely stunning. There is a change that's coming through. So southern New South Wales and Canberra will get a shower and a storm right at the end of the weekend on Monday. So that's going to cool down.
Yeah, nice.
Then there's another rain event that looks like coming through during the middle latter part of next week. But for us and anywhere north of, it is going to be absolutely stunning.
No, good stuff. Thank you. There he is, Gav Morris from NBN News. And as Gav said, get out there this weekend and support the local venue. Obviously, make sure your social distancing and using hand sanitizer. It is still very important, but get out there and support the locals, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creaso.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free coming up with producer Jackson. What's on the way today?
I got a bit of L King.
Yes.
X's and O's. That is in the playlist. Feel Good Friday sounding good.
Oh,
Ooh.
Usher, he's just had a baby. Well, he didn't have a baby, but he's just welcomed another baby into the world.
He's got like a tribe.
Oh, did you, Maddie, did you just say, oh, yeah?
I did.
What perfect timing. I see what you did there. You know maybe what? Not on purpose.
It definitely wasn't on purpose. I just love hearing Usher on the radio. I don't know why. I just, it's good.
Takes you back.
Yeah.
Oh. Usher, no or yeah?
Yeah. Miley Cyrus as well.
I'm so obsessed with this song. Top so three at the moment.
She's got that new album coming out where she's apparently going to trash the Hemsworths, which I'm really interested to hear.
Ooh. I've actually refollowed her again on Instagram. But if she does that, I'm going to have noticed. To unfollow her again.
She's got a mullet at the moment as well.
Oh, I love mullets. It's a love-hate thing with Miley.
Yeah, you're on an offer.
Well, I like our Hemsworth Aussies. Like, don't mess with our fellow celebrity Australians.
You know what? Controversial opinion. Mm. I care more about Miley than Chris and Liam Hemsworth.
Really?
Yeah. No. 100%. We've watched her grow.
She toys with his
From
heart.
America's Sweetheart into Mullet Miley. It's been quite a journey.
From swinging on wrecking balls and cutting her hair. like a bogan.
Coming up after 9 o'clock with producer Jackson Jade.
My vibrations are after this, guys. My good vibrations. I like to, on a Friday at this time, spread some good news that's happening around the world. In particular, I know it sounds bad, but in Switzerland, it's actually illegal to own just one guinea pig, but it's actually for a good reason behind it. I'm going to tell you a little bit more in a sec.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Jade's Vibrations.
This is a real highlight. I love this because I love spreading good news out there. There's positive things happening in our world and I absolutely love it. In particular, we're heading over to Switzerland at the moment, okay? Now, while there are many laws to combat animal cruelty over there, Switzerland is the first country to recognise that animals have social rights that need to be honoured. Now, the country, guys, just passed a law making it illegal to own just one guinea pig at a time because the guinea pigs, being a very, you know, social animal, you know, they like to, get around in herds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hmm.
They feel very lonely if they're left without a companion. So you can't now own just one guinea pig.
You need two.
You need two minimum. In Switzerland. Isn't that nice?
What if they don't like each other?
Well, that's a great point.
I don't know.
There's nothing. They don't have any info
Hopefully,
on
Hopefully, you get two females,
you know,
I guess,
what,
or
Jade,
a male and a female.
For the sake of this positive news segment, They will get along.
Let's just pretend.
They will. I think they
no
will.
No fighting guinea pigs.
No.
So I think that's real positive.
That is very nice news.
Very forward thinking. We're keeping it animal based today.
Of course. It is every
is
week.
A surprise.
Yeah, well, I love animals. But there's a hero rat called Magawa. Now, Magawa has been honoured with one of the highest awards in the animal world.
Was it the one that escaped from here before the pest controllers came in?
No. But poor Magawa has been honoured with one of the highest awards in the animal world after he has potentially saved numerous lives for clearing landmines from fields in Cambodia.
Oh, and I've heard of this rat.
This is incredible. So Magawa is an African giant poached rat, which was awarded a gold medal from the PDSA, which is a British veterinary charity, for his work over the past 7 years, leading to the detection of 39 landmines and 28 unexploded items, and clearing more than 20 soccer fields in the process. Isn't that incredible?
So these rats, because they're very light on their feet, right, they can run across the fields and they sniff it out?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's where they do a little
quick escape,
amazing.
Though.
What do you mean?
I mean, what if it goes off?
No, it doesn't because it's too light.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I see.
Because they don't, they can't
How do they know it's
it?
There, though?
Well, they can smell it.
They can smell it.
But it's too small to see.
Well, they're trained. What do you mean?
They're like a sniffer dog. The landmine's quite big.
So what do they do when they find the landmine?
They indicate.
Mm.
How do they indicate? Do they wave?
They're
or
something They're like trained, that, yeah. So the rat is the most successful in history, and this particular charity organisation that has trained him and other rodents since the 1990s to detect landmines, he's been given this fantastic honour. How good's that?
Awesome, really good.
Good little rat. Good rat.
What a blonde moment for me.
Magawa.
So, all right, we're all learning here.
Very positive. Do you want one more?
Give us one more.
Okay, look.
I'm not feeling good enough yet.
This one's not animal-based, but this is pretty, pretty cool. So basically a Dutch startup company has developed the first biodegradable living coffin, which is made of mushrooms instead of wood, that allows people to become one with nature again.
Oh, that's really nice.
Isn't that amazing?
So it's made of... I like the mushroom idea.
Yeah.
Because I like mushrooms.
This invention, right, is an environmentally friendly alternative to the traditional wood and the and obviously the wood with the velvet-lined caskets that take over a decade to decompose in the earth and releases bad toxins into the soil. So this new, you know, method of this, you know, biodegradable mushroom coffin obviously can decompose in as little as 2 years while enriching the surrounding soil.
Yeah, stick me in a mushroom any day. I'll have one of those, please.
Sounds quite good.
Well, this was a positive news segment.
It is positive.
Love saving the death the story.
That's fantastic for saving the environment. The
yeah.
You know what made my day? On the Today Show, there was just a clip of a beaver, and it had the tagline, Justin Beaver.
Yeah.
It really just made my day.
Fun bit of bright news as well.
It is.
Thanks, Jade.
Naming animals after celebrities is good.
Really good.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
Long weekend is here. We are done. So good. What are you guys up to?
Well, I'm getting my hair done today, treating myself.
Fancy, fancy.
Yeah, I haven't had it done for a while since
July. You deserve
July,
it, Jade. You
deserve it. Is it dry, your hair?
No, actually, it's in really good condition because I've been looking after it.
Does it smell nice?
Well, no, actually, because I haven't washed it for 2 days. Because they say to, if you're going to get your hair dyed, like peroxide or anything, it's better that your hair's a little bit like oily and dirty because it helps protect the scalp.
Chuck a bit of olive oil in there. Juice it up.
Juice it up.
How about you, Crevo?
So Saturday, I'm going to, what do you call it? Oil my deck.
Oh, very good.
Which is very exciting.
You got your little lambskin mop ready to go?
Yeah, I've got a little moppy thing and then some couple of brushes to, what do you call it, cut in the edges and all that
stuff. How exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
It'll look so good. What kind of timber is it?
It's like a red hardwood.
Yeah.
It's red hardwood.
Hold on a second. Just on Renault chat, because I don't know if we've given everyone the update. Your shower screen's in.
It is.
And have you had a shower yet?
No, because... Well, probably maybe tonight, because the painter should be finishing up today.
Yay!
Has he done a good job?
He's really good. Really nice, yeah. It looks great.
Oh, so
Mickey
good.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, good. I'm going to my mum's birthday. She's, poor thing, she's like having a little party, like COVID party with just us kids.
That's nice.
Yeah. She asked for Botox for her birthday, though. Never had such a request from her before, so we were going to put in and get her some Botox.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
good.
She doesn't need it, though. She's turning 52, I think. But, yeah.
She looks good.
Yeah, she does look good. But Botox, interesting gift. I feel a bit weird giving her Botox as a gift.
Don't feel weird. You know what? If someone's like telling you what they want, make them happy. Yeah. Just get it.
Yeah. I worry about her in case she has a reaction to the Botox. I know she won't.
No, it's
you
safe.
Just being a good son, though. That's what that is.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Oh, good. Ghost down, spoil mum.
Yeah.
Make sure
you make a brekkie in bed. Spoil mum.
That's the sort of thing your mum would like, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. That'll be very nice.
Oh, well, have a good time, guys. We'll see you Tuesday. Our producer Jackson, good morning.
Good morning,
guys.
What
are you up to?
I'm going spearfishing on the weekend.
Spearfishing.
How exciting. Have you done that before?
Yeah, I've done it before. Bit of boating as well. We might go.
Jackson's got some great stories, like, because you grew up on a farm, right?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
With a pig.
Didn't it used to run people down?
It used to hide in the drain and then it used to run out at cars and rip their bumpers off.
Didn't you used to catch fish with your bare hands?
We used to go on the creek and do eels and yabbies.
Oh, I love that.
A lot of fun.
That's cool. It doesn't
sound like you love it.
No, I love that he does that. I wouldn't do it myself.
I'll take you out on an adventure.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Mr. 305.
Woo!
As we go 105.
Nice one. I like this one.
For your Feel Good Friday. Big Audio Dynamite as well. Maddie, you don't like eeling, but I think you like this.
Oh, yeah. Sergeant Slick.
That's right up your alley.
It sure is.
One of your top Spotify songs, isn't it?
It is.
Can you imagine Matty catching a crotchy to this?
Let's not think about that. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Drive safely. Don't forget, double demerits are in place. Stay safe, and we'll see you here on Tuesday.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.